Signal Centers here in Chattanooga is marking Global Accessibility Awareness Day by launching a four-week webinar program starting tomorrow at 1 p.m. The day highlights digital accessibility and inclusion for people with disabilities and impairments. Lana Little is with Signal Centers, and Jeff Milliner is with the Enterprise Center.
Lana, Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Absolute pleasure.
Glad to be here.
Tell us more about this day.
This Thursday is Global Accessibility Awareness Day. We originally had planned to have a one-day live conference at Chattanooga State with a lot of our community partners and really deal with accessibility issues. And we had speakers from all over the country coming in and top of the field thought leaders in technology. Well, with the COVID-19 challenges, we have decided to do this in a virtual format. So we'll be going to a WebEx platform with Chattanooga State as a very strong partner, helping us with that. So we're going to kick off with a series of eight different workshops, but 4 days. So each Thursday for the next 4 weeks, from 1 to 3 p.m., you can sign up to do online free webinars and find out pretty much anything you ever wanted to know about accessibility. We've learned a lot, and our partners have all pulled together, and we've all learned a lot. So it's actually working very well to do what we planned to do initially. Actually, it's expanded the base of people being able to attend the seminar, because basically you could come from anywhere in the world and join in. And it's free, which is another advantage, because our partners aren't paying for lunches this time around, and a lot of the in-person expenses didn't happen. But we'll still be paying the speaker fees and captioning, live interpreting, so there are still some costs involved. But our sponsors are covering that this year, so there's no charge for any of these workshops.
How much of a response have you gotten from outside the Chattanooga area, outside the Southeast?
We just went online last week with the registration link. We haven't pulled all the data, but one of our speakers, the keynote's actually in California. So again, he's not going to have to hop on a plane and come, so he can go live from California. We have other speakers that are in Atlanta, some in Nashville. So everybody's just coming in from wherever they are. And so we have a great slate of speakers that aren't going to be traveling, but they're going to still be ready for a live talk with us.
And all of this is about digital accessibility and inclusion for people with disabilities and other impairments. Jeff, that brings us to the work that you do at the Enterprise Center and how it is partnering with Signal Centers on this event and series.
Honestly, in response to COVID-19 and the changes that everyone has had to experience, you know, we started this conversation by talking about working remotely. These are challenges that are exacerbated if accessibility is an issue. Signal Centers has been doing this work for decades. Digital inclusion and equity are not new ideas. They've been highlighted by our current situation, but on-the-ground partners in Chattanooga have been doing this for ages and ages. We're really excited that Hamilton County and Chattanooga were just recently recognized by the National Digital Inclusion Alliance as a trailblazer, one of 14 communities around the country. For us, this work is about continuing to plant that flag in the ground, that this is the kind of community that we want to live in, the kind of community where everybody has access to the opportunities that 21st century have to offer. To hold up leaders like Lana, like Signal Centers, like our partners and sponsors engaged in this, to support this kind of work for, like I said, a community that we're all excited to live in.
What are some of the things that you've both learned in having to switch gears so fast from what was originally an in-person event to all virtual?
I think from my end, I've seen what the back door side of WebEx looks like intimately. We have been learning how to do live interpreting, pin the box, run captioning at the same time, how to truly be accessible. And we've really played with the features, done several trial runs. From that end of it, we've really learned a lot technically that we'll be able to help other people when they try to do the same thing and go from a live conference to a virtual one. I already have another conference. It's an 8-state conference that's come to me and said, so when you guys get this thing figured out, would you please be on our committee and help us with this? So word travels fast.
I think that's exactly it. Accessibility was the goal of the conference when it was in person. It's got to be our goal in moving it online. So it was learning a number of new platforms and ways to solve some of the same barriers and challenges that individuals in our community face and coming up with a technical solution. I don't think there's a community in the world better positioned to answer things like that than Chattanooga. So it's been a challenge, but it's been an exciting opportunity. This doesn't just exist for now. Connectivity isn't going away. Our reliance on technology isn't going away. Making sure that we're able to provide the same level of engagement, of information, of access, regardless of whether it's in person or not, has always been the mission of this conference, this event, and this series. So we're really excited to be able to move forward with it. And as Lana said, really expand the number of people who can participate and learn from some of the innovators and technologists who've been doing this work in Chattanooga for a long time.
And how do you see your work beyond the event and beyond the series changing as we head into later this year?
Well, we've been partnering with Jeff and Tech Goes Home and the Enterprise Center in a lot of different ways. We do provide technology to people who can't afford it. So that's one big thing in some areas where people just cannot afford technology, they can't afford internet. You have a lot of children who are going to school, can't do their homework because they don't have internet services in their home. So we partnered with Tech Goes Home and they helped put us with different providers that provide low-cost internet services. We've gotten donations of laptops. We can turn around and give them out to families in the community on a loan or a reutilized basis so they can still keep up with schoolwork or even work. Some people have been sent home to work, but they don't have the devices they need to be able to do their work. So we've gotten requests from a lot of different people. And just the relationship we have together on being able to train people on their devices on a remote basis, we're doing that with people every day. So that remote training component, we've been doing that to some extent, but now we've had to do it across the board while we were doing no in-person services. But one good thing about that, it has addressed so many times when people who can't afford equipment, can't afford the gas to come back and forth to different trainings at our center, they can do it remotely. They may not have public transportation in their counties, but from remote locations, they've been able to join in. We've taught them how to use Zoom and different platforms where we can actually do training, and it saves them money on gas and time, and it's not a hardship anymore. So that's one way. The digital equity has been amazing when you look at that from that perspective. We were in the middle of one of the Tech Goes Home classes, and we finished out with online training rather than in person. So it can be done. We're going to be doing some virtual Vision Academy vision camps this summer because our students who are blind tend to touch everything and everybody. That's how they get a lot of information tactily. So we decided we were going to do a camp in the box idea. So on Monday, this is our whatever is in the box. It's going to be our Monday day, and we're going to pull out some things to have camp virtually with our blind students. So getting very creative, but it's doable. We're learning a lot about that.
COVID-19 has highlighted issues that existed before, will continue to exist afterwards. We're still going to have some of these same challenges. Internet access, connectivity, cost, all of these things can be barriers to really full participation, but they're not the only barriers when we talk about accessibility. The keynote speaker, Jared Spool, will be talking about moving from accommodation to universal design, making sure that the systems, the products, the applications, the platforms that we build work for everyone and not just a subset. And so that's the Enterprise Center's work going forward. It's Signal Center's work going forward, but it's all of our work going forward.
And where can people go online to participate in all this?
It's on the Signal Center's website, so www.signalcenters.org, and also on the Facebook page.
And Jeff, the Enterprise Center?
You can visit us at the EnterpriseCenterCTR.org.
All right. Lana, Jeff, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ray.